Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
I was crossing the street when I met the love of my life. I chased after her. Nothing would stand in my way. Not the dog walker, nor the hot dog vendor. Finally reaching her, I asked, what do you call that amazing smell?
It's Gain Flings.
Gain Flings. My love had a name, but more importantly, it had a scent.
Fall in love with Gain Flings. Seriously good scent.
Try Gain Flings today with special savings at Family Dollar.
As we leave the tunnel where many great people in the past have been, Bobby Charlton.
Should we go through the Saints?
George Best. Yeah. We're here live. It's not live, it's a podcast, it's recorded. It shambles. But St Helens are the Super League champions again. And in a game which was a game of rugby league.
It was a game of rugby league.
I think we're down there somewhere.
Are we this way? Actually?
Yeah.
Sorry. We're not walking through the St Helens. Fans are getting rings of cheers. I mean, I would, you know, hate to be negative because I'm never that. But as a contest, I mean, I think St Helens were just too good. It didn't seem to have the drama or the entertainment of, say, the Salford St Helens game or even the Leeds Wigan semi-final. Just thought it was pretty one-sided, and that just down to, you know, St Helens turning up and dominating from start to finish. Leeds were, you know, they gave their all, but just too many errors, and I think just coming up against a team that was just so hungry for victory and greatness.
Four in a row, Phil. So are they the greatest team ever?
No, not yet. Oh. But the start of each half, they just dominated. And I think, you know, both halves finished the same, didn't they? Same score, 12-6. And that sort of summed up the dominance. Leeds never gave in, but as a contest, it never really sparked because Saints were too good. What, the fastest ever Super League try, I think?
Was
after
it?
After 2 minutes. Wow. And then similar sort of time at the beginning of the second half. So yeah, you're right, as a contest. But I think if you were a season ticket holder of both clubs, you'd feel quite optimistic.
Yes, definitely.
Leeds are back.
I mean, what they've done just to get to the grand final, considering they were second from bottom, is remarkable. I mean, credit. You give credit where credit's due, and those players and Rowan Smith have done a fantastic job. And they, you know, at half-time, they're in the game.
Yeah.
I had a sniff. Unfortunately, just that Conrad Harrell try, had no right to score that try. Beats four players. And you just can't give a team of St Helens, this St Helens team that is so good, that much of a head start.
And soft defence.
The first try was shambolic. I mean, just the softest dummy you'll see. But, you know, Leeds have got a lot to celebrate, just considering how far they've come since April.
And they do play. I mean, the fact is they didn't lie down. That, you know, a couple of times late on in the game, they were still throwing the ball around. And that's what certainly their extensive fans sought to see. That I suppose the slight worry would be the crowd, if we were looking at that.
60,783.
But
lowest crowd
not
since...
counting Catalan or the game that we had where we couldn't have a crowd.
Yeah, we were there.
The lowest since 2000.
That was about 41, I think, the crowd. We were there. I mean,
again,
that was it. To be fair, Phil, that was a game. That grand final was, you know, yeah.
But you have to ask the question, what is keeping fans away? Because, you know, I think that, as a spectacle, probably didn't ignite, but still had enough going for it to say... You know,
I'm gonna say
it's an occasion. I felt we were at a real big event tonight.
Not every game can be amazing, we know that.
And a lot of finals aren't, to be fair.
That's true.
The other thing I would say is, though, if it is an event, it needs to be tarted up a lot more on the outskirts, because you do the same old things, fan zones, DJ in a corner. No one's coming to see a bloke who used to be on Six Music.
I also think as well that there was a lack of neutral shirts. We were hit pretty early.
Yeah.
And I think that the buy-in, the 60,000, was from the fans of both teams. And we need, if we're going to make it the occasion that I think we've seen tonight, we need to find a way of getting more people here.
John, who's on your podcast this week? I've not recorded it yet.
I've done two podcasts in the last week. I'm having a break. I'm
just
having
like
a lie down.
Just like I can ask them to come on our podcast and they'll say no, like, to
No, I think at the end of the day, it's just, you know, credit to St Helens. Well, that, but St Helens are actually the winner. I mean, four in a row. The interesting thing that I find is you know, a lot of people, you know, on Twitter, which is never a good gauge, calling them grubs and, you know, boring and etc. And their dominance is killing rugby league. And
what, like Wiggins?
Yeah, and I think that's just sour grapes.
As we said, in the salary cap era, to do something like that is an exceptional feat. To do it under two coaches with virtually two groups of players is fantastic. They deserve all the credit.
Couldn't agree more.
I do think that they've added a little bit of steel under Christian Wolf that perhaps they didn't get the credit for under Justin Holbrook. Because his team did know how to defend as well, but they perhaps had a tiny bit more flair about them. But the fact that they can play both ways is fantastic.
There's always some drunk fans at the grand final trying to get on your podcast, aren't they?
Yeah, Leeds fans. They never behave.
Clearly drunk.
Yeah. Drunk on success. Well, not this time. But if you listen to the podcast, we've done 5 minutes, that'll be enough. Coming up is a load of interviews from the Woman of Steel Awards, which I blagged my way into because... As Gemma Carter says, I'm a stalker of women's rugby league, so you know, that's how I got in.
Oh,
I just flashed me media pass, got in. So they're coming up, and we'll be back with you at some point in the future with some more rugby league. So, yeah, congratulations to Helens, the first Super League champions of the third Carolean era. God save the king.
Who could ask for that?
Right, so now we're back from Old Trafford, and in the Vig 4020 podcast studio. What a win for St Helens. Well done to them. If you're wondering why there's no St Helens celebratory interviews, we waited in the mix zone after the game and the players all went to the tunnel instead and didn't come to see us. And we had to go. We've got to get home, you know, at least by midnight. So well done, St Helens. Well done, Leeds Rhinos Academy, who won their grand final on Sunday. Well done to Batley and Lee, who will face each other in the million-pound game. And well done as well to the Salford Red Devils women, who won their semi-final. I don't know who they play in the final, because someone just tweeted me to tell me. So good luck to them and whoever they're playing. Right, so we'll be back next week for sure, live. Next Tuesday, we're in a mystery location. We do have all the dates in pencil. We just need to put them in pen. As soon as we do, we'll give you all the details of where you will see us live across the north during the World Cup and after, because we're going on tour. I think we're doing 10 shows in total. We've done one already, so 9 shows still to come. We're coming to a library near you, perhaps. Unless, like Carsten, you're in Switzerland. They haven't given us the airfare to get to there, unfortunately. So not much I can do about that. But before then, if there's not another podcast this week, enjoy these interviews from the Woman of Steel Awards, or the Betfred Women's Super League Awards, as they were called. I snuck in with my media pass on Saturday afternoon and interviewed the three main winners. First is Holly Dodd. She's the York City Knights forward, who is the Young Player of the Year. Then you'll hear from the familiar voice of Lois Fussell, the coach of the Leeds Rhinos, who of course won the Women's Grand Final the week before. And finally, to close off this mini-podcast, Tara Jane Stanley, York City Knights and England fullback and Woman of Steel 2022.
Holly, congratulations, Young Player of the Year. I guess you just found out then. How does it feel?
Thank you. Yeah, I'm really overwhelmed. I wasn't expecting it all. To be nominated as even a massive achievement. I know I was up against two of the best athletes within the league, and I'm really happy to have received it, yeah.
It's been a great year for York, winning the league leader shield, just missing out in the grand final, but plenty to build on for next year as well.
Yeah, we weren't expecting to get where we have so far this season. So we had a few new people in at the beginning of the season, me included, and we just gelled, and we said at the beginning of the season we're going to enjoy ourselves this season, and we weren't expecting to win the league, so it's been a massive achievement and a great season, yeah.
I said to Caitlin Beavers last week, she's almost a veteran of the team, she's 20 and played when she was a teenager. You're still a teenager, but you've had so much experience already. How does it feel being such experience at such a young age?
it's great. Like, the people at the side of me have also helped me out. Like, the whole team helped me to be where I am now. I know I came from Cass and then I've gone to York, and the whole environment just helps you get to where you are.
How did she win the Woman of Steel this year, Tara Jane Sully? What makes her the special player of the competition this year?
She's amazing. Like, she takes the whole game from the back. She's one of the best players. Well, she is the best player in the league, and her feet is unbelievable. She's like a dancing queen, basically, on the field. Can't lie, she bounces off tackles. She's unbelievable.
Lois, congratulations, Coach of the Year. As you said on stage, I guess this is the award not just for you, but for everyone else at the club who's behind you.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm incredibly lucky that the support staff have got around us. You know, the assistant coach and Ant and Dave. When I was on, I wasn't on maternity, I was still around, but I had a little boy last year. They were really like my right hand and left hand men. They were just there. They're everything. And you look at our success. They've been there from the very, very first day. So as assistant coaches go, they've got a pretty good track record. And for me stepping in as a head coach, I was absolutely over the moon that they'd be there either side of me and making sure that it were, you know, a job that I enjoyed doing with great people around me, and the same for the backroom staff. Just a real good vibe about it, and everyone's there because they enjoy working with each other and want to do the best by the girls in the club.
2 years into the role, what have you learned? What's changed with yourself from when you first were appointed coach to...
Selling your car to Carvana is as easy as...
As easy as pie?
Sure. All you have to do is enter your license plate or VIN.
As easy as a stroll in the park.
Okay, then just answer a few questions and you'll get a real offer in seconds.
As easy as singing!
Why not? Schedule a pickup or drop-off and Carvana will pay you that amount right on the spot.
As easy as playing guitar.
Actually, I find that kind of difficult. But selling your car to Carvana is as easy as...
Can be.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to get an instant offer today.
Lifting the grand final trophy last week.
I've learned every single hurdle. It's like literally every day I turn up, it's every day of the school day, I learn something new all the time. But I would probably say that, yeah, giving the girls as much detail and clarity as possible. Attention to detail is absolutely key. And not expecting that I can do everything myself, you know, get some great leaders within our staffing group. And I think we've certainly got that, whether it's S&C, physio, assistant coaches. Incredibly fortunate to be around that group, and you know, always ask for help. And you know, great mentors at the club in Rowan, Cher, John Bastian. I've had Leon Quicks, always been there. Barry Eaton. The list could go on, but actually reaching out, getting some support is absolutely vital. I know heading into the semi final, I had a right good sit down and just a rugby chat with Chev, and you know, just having those opportunities to be reaching out to people like that and not finding that it's a job you've got to do on your own is absolutely massive.
As a club, you've had two players on the Young Player of the Year shortlist as well. That must bode well for the future.
Absolutely, yeah. I think as a club, we're really, really proud of our player pathway. You look in that group, you know, you've had the amount of players that have come through our academy system, but Fran and Kerry absolutely thoroughly deserve to be in that shortlist this year. Both absolutely class athletes, class players, and even better, just great people. So they've been outstanding for us this year, and, you know, I wouldn't say unlucky to miss out, because Holly Dodd's been absolutely fantastic this year. I think in their own right, they're all three very, very good players, and looking forward to hopefully getting to see them all pull on a England shirt in the autumn.
The work never ends. No team's won the Women's Super League back-to-back. How do you prepare for that? I guess the preparations have started already.
100%, yeah. I kept telling myself, come on, just get, you know, this week and then next week, and then you get to have a break. And then I got to the week after the grand final and thought, oh, that break's not coming. So, yeah, there's just preparations always going on and ongoing. But you know what? No one involved in rugby is involved in there, because I want it to be a job. They're involved there because they absolutely love it. And incredibly lucky to be part of these Rhinos, part of the women's setup. And yeah, I'm just, you know, it's almost exciting. You're already looking ahead with two eyes on that Challenge Cup final spot at Wembley. So, yeah, let's get prepping, let's get working. We'll give the girls a bit of time off though, so don't be worried, there's no pre-season coming just yet.
Finally, you were replaced and people thought you were irreplaceable as a player. How do you replace Courtney Winfield Hill?
Oh look, Courtney's absolutely outstanding, and I would actually probably go, you don't ever replace someone, you just find a way to go around that. I'd like to say that, you know, I was very different to how Kira will ever play, because I would never want Kira to think she had to play like I played. Kira's absolutely class in her own right and an absolutely outstanding athlete, so the challenge is out there for the next young player to step up and and you know, filling where Courtney has been and never be Courtney, because no one ever will be. She's an outstanding player, an outstanding person, and she, you know, she bleeds blue and amber. Coming as an Australian, she kind of just gets it from the minute she walked in. You know, so we'll never replace Courtney, but we'll find someone who steps in into that position. But Courtney will always be a massive piece of what we've done, and I'm sure she'll go down the history books as an absolute class captain.
Tara, I mean, I've got to show the trophy here because it looks absolutely massive, but like you said, it's really light.
It's quite light, actually. Yeah, I'm a bit fortunate it's a bit light, because at first I thought the worst thing I could do is drop it on stage, but no, thankfully it's light.
It looks like it's going to be an absolute nightmare to keep clean.
Yeah, I said to Lindsay as soon as I said, if you've seen that up there, I said, I'm not keeping all of that. I said, I'll have to give it to one of my parents and they'll have to look after it for me. But no, I'll keep it safe, I'm sure.
Woman of Steel. Tell us how you found out about it. It's a great story.
Yeah, so it's as soon as the grand final finished, I went back to York to see some of the fans, and then I headed straight to Manchester Airport. Slept a bit there, and then I had to catch a flight at 5 o'clock in the morning. So Tom rang me up on Tuesday, it was, and he said, Tara, have you had a good day? I said, yeah, it's great. I said, I'm in Lanzarote, and he literally just went silent for a bit and went, what? I went, yeah, I said, it's my mum's wedding tomorrow. He went, oh, well, he said, well, I'll have to ring you back. Oh, but wait there, he said, the main purpose of my call was the fact that you've won Woman of Steel 2022, and I was like, what? And then the phone goes dead. And I was like, I literally stood there with my phone, my partner came up to me, and she said, you look white as a ghost. She said, what's up with you? I went, well, I think I've just won Woman of Steel, but he's going to give me a call back. So, yeah, it was magical, but very overwhelming.
Now it's had time to sink in. Well, has it sunk in yet?
Not really, no. It hasn't, in all honesty. It hasn't sunk in, especially up against some of the nominees that I was. I didn't for a second think that I'd be up there. Like, to be even nominated as top six in such a great season that the women have had, I would have been content with that. But, as I say, it's been a tough season for myself, like, obviously, with the grand final. But we won league leaders, and that was massive for us. It's, as I said on stage, it's a lot more steps than what we thought. And the fact that Leeds played so well, I can find content in that, but no, from myself, it's just about building myself as a fullback.
They're a pain in big games, aren't they, Leeds? They always seem to know what to do.
Both of them, hopefully, men's today. And the women, yeah, they're phenomenal at playing some of the semi-finals and the finals. They've got Leeds women have got some massive players, and players who can play and work great under pressure. But yeah, as I say, they played absolutely phenomenal in the final, and I'm definitely content in the fact that we put up as much as we could.
Everyone's always humble when they win these things, but why do you think you've won Woman of Steel this year?
Because of the players I've got around me. Without a shadow of a doubt, I've worked very closely with Lindsay, and Lindsay Anfield is pretty much the reason why I'm holding this today, and she's my friend off the field, but as soon as I step over that whitewasher, I pull on a York City Knights top, she's my coach, and she's been absolutely amazing for me this season, both on and off the field, and I've got a lot to thank for her. But the players around me, the fact that 50% of the nominees were York City Knights, shows that we had a great squad this year, and we're just really, really enjoying our rugby. But I'm happy that I've won it, but I know that the people around me are the reason that I have. Sports Social Podcast Network.